Good morning. We're on Inside the Huddle. Don Stock and I will be talking with legendary coach Gene Cady. He was a head basketball coach for Purdue for 25 years, from 1980 to 2005, winning over 71% of his games. Good morning, coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm at a friend's house, and we're looking forward to this conversation. Thank you for having me.
Coach, it's a pleasure for me to be able to sit in not the same room, but at least have a conversation with you. I watched you growing up coaching at Purdue University, and that's when basketball was basketball.
Yeah, and you know what that means, don't you? That I'm old.
Well, I'm getting there too, Coach.
We hope we all do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Coach Cady, you don't get back to Indiana very often, but you're back this week for a month, I take it, right, to follow the Boilers through the tournament?
Yeah, we come back and see our friends, Jill and Michael Spencer, and see all our other friends while we're here, maybe some former players once in a while. So it's always a pleasure to get back. If we come to a football game or a basketball game, it's always fun to see everybody.
And I take it you're in Indianapolis right now at the Big Ten tournament and rooting on the Boilers for a Big Ten championship.
Yeah, we're at a friend's house up past Indianapolis, and they're taking good care of us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about Travis Best. He played for you back in the day, and if I'm not mistaken, he came from Louisville back to Purdue to play. Talk a little bit about, if you can remember, Travis Best.
That's a good good comment to say, if I can remember.
Yeah.
Travis was a very loyal young man, hard worker, and a very good player, so I always enjoyed him very much.
I want to talk a little bit about your era of coaching, the time of coaching in basketball, when it's so much different then than it is now, and even the style of basketball seems to be changing. So my first question to you about basketball is, do you think the three-point line has been a plus or a minus for college basketball?
Well, we didn't use it much, so as a coach, I can't really give a good evaluation, I guess, but just watching the game, it seems like it's a plus because you got a chance to catch up or you got a chance to put people away with it. So there's advantages with it and disadvantages. So I think it's a plus.
It seems like a lot of the offenses have gone from being down on the block and working themselves inside out versus now being everybody outside working in. I don't know if I particularly like that style of basketball.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I always enjoyed coaching our inside postmen, and I think that's kind of taken that away a little bit. So I agree with you.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Purdue's big men right now, Zach Edey and Travion Williams, who was sixth man of the year, and, you know, their style of play of, you know, trying to get run through the big, and a little bit, you know, Coach Painter maybe took that from you over the years, and how they can apply that to the NCAA tournament this year?
Well, Matt, he was a very observant young man when he was a player, and he was very loyal and played with a lot of compassion, and his father was a lawyer over at Muncie, so he's been around the right people to understand what it takes to be smart and work hard and be loyal. So he was all those things.
You know, the big guy in the middle, Eby, I think that's right pronunciation
Edey.
His name, Edey. He,
yes.
He kind of has his challenges being the fact that he's such a very tall and big guy physically that he gets a lot of calls for his elbows being up high when in normal, it's his normal range. I don't know how officials should handle that. Do you have a take on that?
Well, they shouldn't handle it by not letting other center pound the heck out of him.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
with that.
You know, they kind of whack him anytime they want to, and it doesn't seem like, at least as I observe it, I know they don't do it on purpose, but they let him get away quite a bit of pounding his arms and hitting him, and no foul calls. So that's something that I wish that, because I always used a low postman or a high low postman, and as I got older, I went more like what Matt's doing now, high low. He's got a great big guy in there, 7'4", who can dunk it, and he's got a great passer in the other center. So that's a good combination, and he's using them properly.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Jaden Ivey, who was first-team All-Big Ten, and his style of play and the way he tries to get to the rim, and maybe what kind of future he has ahead of him, maybe even in the NBA?
Well, you mean a young man that's mother's the coach at Notre Dame?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. He's got a great opportunity to do something special with his playing career. If he keeps working on shots and working on staying in great shape, I think that's going to be the key, and becoming maybe a better passer. So that's what. But all young men have to learn to become big passers, not just him. So he's a special talent, and Matt uses him the right way, and it's fun to watch him.
Nowadays, Don and I were talking before you called us that they don't spend as much time with the players per day that maybe you and Coach Knight did back in the day, you know, coaching where you got the players, you know, for more hours in a day, and now the NCAA has limited it. Can you talk a little bit about how different that is and maybe even bring up the story? I think you've talked about it before on other radio shows that you didn't play so well in Illinois and you stopped at the Beef House and they got food, and the more you thought about it, the madder you got, so you just threw it in the side ditch and drove back to Mackey and practiced. And maybe that doesn't happen nowadays.
No, I bet not, because I was kind of nuts. Players would probably agree with that. So, but we'd always come back and win that next game. It paid off, so I kept doing it.
Well, Coach, that's why we talk about the difference of style of coaching nowadays as versus when you were there. I mean, I might get myself in trouble, but back in the day, kids responded, I think, more to a discipline-type process versus kind of patty-caking themselves through.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, my dad was a tough guy, and I think a lot of the players I coached, fathers made sure they were obedient and had good discipline, and that's why they were good students, who knew how to study. So we always had a lot of people on the honor roll, so it was a pleasure to coach guys that studied hard and did the right thing about how to get better at basketball. So self-discipline is a hard thing to learn if you haven't had it from your father.
I want to throw one more question in on that, and that is the fact that back in the day, kids, the athletes stayed in college for almost the whole 4 years. I understand it is probably a money-driven thing right now, but how much harder is it to go out and recruit somebody that you hope will stay 4 years, but you downright know maybe one or two of the most you're going to get out of it?
Well, I think it's a lot harder because you have no guarantee they're going to stay, and the money's so good that it gets them in a situation where if they have a chance to go NBA, you can't hardly blame them for going NBA because they can make a lot more money and you don't get paid in college. So you get a good scholarship, but you don't get paid. And it's an opportunity for these young men to get a little bigger money amount on their paycheck when they can go out early and be guaranteed some playing time.